Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas, baby. You should just treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. Should you treat me nice? Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. Came down the chimney about a half past three. There were all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You sure been good to me. Well, I haven't had a drink this morning, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Christmas, baby. Shoot.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays, and thanks for listening to the Truth to Power show. And we have Elder Ray Fontroy with us tonight. He's the founder of the Grassroot Assembly. And Elder Ray, thanks for joining us tonight. Can you hear me? Your mute must
Hello?
Be on. Yes,
you're
we
right
can hear
it.
You.
Yeah, I got you.
You got, okay.
Well, thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
As always.
Good to be. Yes, yes.
All right, now tell the people who you are before we get into our subject matter here.
Well, I consider myself to be a man of God. I consider myself to be one of the ancestors, one of the one of the ancestors of our people, should I say, what am I looking for? Help me out, Bev. I'm one of the children of the High, Greatest High.
Okay.
And
okay.
I try to do His will. I do the best I can to make a difference among our people, among God's people, those who hear. Like the Bible says, those who have ears to hear, let them hear. And I just try to pass the word down and share what I have. We all have something to give. We all have information. We're the greatest people on the planet. We start with nothing, and we built this civilization. And I just try to get people to understand who we are, and we do not have to be in the condition or the position that we're in. I've been fortunate to be in the presence and under the teaching of some great people among us. If I was chosen to do that, I imagine, because I started at a very early age. I met Dr. King when I was 19 years old and became a part of the movement at that age. And I went through a lot of the voter registration drives throughout the South and throughout the campaigns that we had, particularly the things that were going on the Capitol Hill and the churches in Washington whenever he would come to D.C., responsibility of picking him up at the airport and taking him to wherever he had to go. And having that position, I was able to sit in on a lot of meetings and learn a lot of things that I would never have learned in college. You just don't learn these kind of things.
Right.
And, you know, I just been doing that all my life. I did also come from the music industry where I was part of that. I couldn't take it. I didn't like it. I didn't like what you had to do to become successful, so I got away from that. And I wound up right back in the civil rights movement. And I've been in Miami, Florida since 1978, where the beginning of the takeover of this country happened. I exposed the Dick Gregory, and I exposed that back in 1980 because that so-called Mariel boat lift that they lied to us about was the beginning of the takeover. And as you can see now, they've taken over the state of Florida, and they've got one of their Mariel Boatlift people running for president. You know, so we got a serious situation. But as we examine all of that, we look at it, and it's the same thing, the same people doing the same thing. This is white supremacy. They're going to rule this planet. But the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and I believe it, and I stand on it. And I just hope our people would know who we are, take this stand, come together. And once we do that, once we come together, we will change these things that we find ourselves a part of. You know, all of the assassinations, the killing of our people, I call them assassinations because that's what it is, in our streets every day. And the way they're doing it, it's nothing new. But again, what's new is that we've decided, there are a group of us who have decided we are going to change this. Nobody can do it for us but us. So we've come together and we put together the People's Grassroots Assembly. And what that is, an understanding that change comes from, does not come from the top down. It comes from the bottom up. So we at the bottom, the grassroots, have organized ourselves, put our heads together, come up with our own agenda. We have all of that together so far. We have an agenda, or we're working on the agenda, but we have a plan. It was a plan that was introduced to the Black Caucus in 1972, but was quickly killed, and never heard from it again, but we have it. Now we're going to institute that again. We're going to get the input of all of the people who really want to change in our own communities all over this country and all over the world, as a matter of fact. Because as Dr. King pushed the solidarity with African Americans, with Africans on the continent, he gave a mandate to my brother, who at that time was one of his aides, and who became a congressman in the United States Congress in Washington, D.C. He had given him a mandate to go to Africa and to bring the African presidents, the kings, and the nations together so that they could organize themselves and stop these Europeans from stealing their natural resources. And you know what happened. They came to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what they did, and it destroyed that movement. But the people are waking up. They're waking up slowly now, but they are waking. There's no question about that. They are awakening. And while Africa is so full of natural resources that we are not aware, well, some of us are aware of what's happening there and how it's being taken over and how now the fight between the U.S. and the Europeans and the Chinese to take that land and take those natural resources. But then there's so much education that we need to have that we're not getting in our public schools. And we have people who support and join this effort to teach our people. We got to know who we are. We have to know who God is and what's going on here. So I believe, as I think most of our people do, is that no weapon formed against us will prosper. But we've got to work. We've got to come together and understand these things and not be afraid of this big, bad wolf. Okay, we don't have to be afraid of them. We can organize ourselves. We don't have to fire a shot. But if we organize ourselves right, like we said, we started the drum call, which has gone international. We started that back in February of 2020. It's now international. And I'm hoping that some of the brothers will call in tonight from the continent if they can on this show. If not, we would definitely have men on other shows. So you can see that we have the same problems all over the world with the same people doing the same thing. So it's going to take us, you know, it takes a lot of work. It's going to take us to do what we must do for ourselves. And, you know, as I've always said, Bev, that we have everything we need. We got all the money we need. We just have to learn to put it together and to work together. We have to learn to organize ourselves and put our money with us, buy from us, okay? Until we do that, these other folk got us buying everything they're selling us. So we came up with the idea, hey, Christmas is coming. Hold your money. Stop buying from the people who got their foot on your neck. You're enriching them, and you're giving them the power to do what they do. If we take our money from them, you're gonna see a change. But then when we do that, we have to be prepared to defend ourselves. And we've said this over and over again, and we can go through these things one by one. But if you look at Tulsa, Oklahoma, for an example, and Wilmington, North Carolina, and other cities across the nation that were majority black at the time who were attacked violently and physically by those who want to rule and control, if we had been prepared, if we had organized ourselves in such a fashion to address them when they came, much like the Deacons of Defense did in South Carolina, when they said enough is enough and they're not going to come into their cities with that crap, they stood at the gates with their rifles. And, of course, when the Klansmen showed up, should I say the Europeans showed up, they turned around and went the other way because they did not want to fight these brothers because they know they would lose. So that's all what has to happen now. Otherwise, we're going to be wiped out. We're going to be wiped off this planet. We're going to be put in reservations if we don't organize ourselves. Our children are going to be raped. Our children are going to be slaughtered if we don't do what we have to do today, right now. So that's what the grassroots, the People's Grassroots Assembly is about, organizing and to give each city and each community the understanding that it's up to them to do it. We will help and do the guidelines as much as we can, but we have the same problem. We got to come up with some answers that will fit all of our problems. That's what we were about. That's what we were trying to put together, so that when there are certain things that come up, we can call on certain people in this organization who will come out and help to establish an understanding. We have also, since we started the drum call, the Native Americans, so-called, joined us, left there all over this drum call. And they drum every Sunday, 3 p.m., like we all do. And that thing has gone around the world, 3 p.m., every polka drumming. And it is a word of mouth. We didn't tell the press. We don't want the press to know. We'll find out sooner or later. We just went word of mouth. Call your neighbor, call your friends, tell them this is what we're doing. We're drumming at 3 o'clock. We're praying, and we're asking people to sing. Lift every voice and sing. Till earth and heaven ring, because this is a spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It ain't black versus white. It's wrong versus right. And every brother ain't a brother. Every white man ain't your enemy. But we must lead our own movement. And we welcome anybody who would stand for what we believe, the justice that we believe in. And I will point John Brown for an example. He can stand with me. I'll stand with him anytime. Because he stood and he believed and he proved his commitment to justice. So that's what we are. And, we're seeking people to join in with us and to support us. It's going to take a lot to do this. It's going to take some financial organization to do it. But when we do it, when we call on you, we will be prepared and we'll be organized in a fashion that you will not have to worry about where your money is going. It is definitely going into the movement. And you will know that based on the people that we select to be a part of this and handle that part of our organization, of organizing, I should say. Mm-hmm. And we're not trying to build any leader. We are all leaders, every one of us. We just have to get the right information. And once we get the right information, we make the right decisions. But when we are misled and miseducated as we have been in this country, we've been lied to and lied on. All these years, we believed the lie before we believed the truth. But it is apparent now that something is amiss in the world today, because every country that you go into where we are a populace, we are under attack. And, it's the same people, like I said, doing the same thing. Kanye was right, absolutely right. I came out of that industry because he was right. I just wouldn't go along with it. In my 20s, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And a lot of guys did it for the wealth and for the fame, but that's not what gets us where we're going. We got to come together and take that wealth and put it back into our community and build our cities, since they don't want us a part of them. That's what happened in Tulsa. They didn't want the black folk over there. They blamed them for everything and made up lies and attacked them. Okay, but they were not prepared for what happened. Had they been prepared, them white boys would have run, just like them cowards down there in South Carolina. They would have took off in the other way. But we've got to do this, and money is a key issue to this. Stop spending your money with people who are killing you. Stop buying everything that they sell you. And there's some extremes we could go to, but we got to get started somewhere. And the way I think we should start is what Dr. King was doing, by the way, with his Operation Breadbasket. We were buying the corner stores, opening our own stores, getting our own farms, food from our own farms. That's what that was all about, and that's why they had to put a stop to it. And, of course, they infiltrated that movement with people who look like us and did their best to destroy it. But here we are again, an idea whose time has come. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's still here. And we still have believers among us. We still have people who are committed to justice, independence, and freedom, who are willing to do whatever has to be done. What it is.
And what's so good about it is that we have people like you and others who have been in the movement. You were right there when all of this was going on. And so now you can, it's wisdom now, because now you can kind of tell us what to do, what not to do, what happened before, what didn't happen before. And then we add it on to whatever new creation that we are developing here now.
That's exactly the way I feel about it, that God chose the old because we know the way. Chose the young because you're strong. I don't know how to operate this computer. I have a fantastic computer that I don't know how to operate. So I need some help. I need somebody who knows how to do this, to put this stuff together. Okay, we'll feed them all the information. You got some great people calling your show with plenty of information. Okay, we have to disseminate it and teach it in our own community.
Do something with
it. You know, yeah, come out of these public schools. So start your own school. Everybody else does. I had to result to an Uber today, and as we passed this school up not far from me, the young man didn't know that that was a Jewish school. He said, "Well, what school is that?" I said, "Well, that's a Jewish school, and there are Jewish children in there, and they're teaching them their culture." Okay, we don't have one. We're still stuck in the public school with lies to us. You know, downgrades our people, and you know, just violate our rights on a consistent basis, and violates our children. And we have not organized ourselves to take our children out of there. And we can do this, and nobody can stop us. But we must be prepared, and we must be organized.
And just like, you know, it's not enough to tell people, you know, don't shop for Christmas. Well, this Christmas is over with, but need to be starting now to remember when they used to have those magazines and back in the day, them booklets, and they would tell people where to go. Or when they on their travels here, you know, they go to the black places so they wouldn't get shot or whatever that was going on back then. We have people that's in printing, you know, that has newspapers and things. It's the lady in California that has one. And we need to put together places and things where people can buy black. So it's not just saying don't shop with them for Christmas, but where to give them a list of things.
Buy black or don't buy at all.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
like you said, you got to have a list. Now, we did this in Miami back in the 90s. We had this big march through the black community. We said, buy black or don't buy at all. Christmas is coming. But the people, it went on past, they didn't understand that. You know, they're learning now. I mean, it's coming around. Because now, all of a sudden, back in the 90s, the 80s and the 90s, the Jews, the white Jews, owned the corner stores in our community. Before that, black folk owned their own corner stores. But the Jews came in and ran them out because their prices were cheaper. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they could buy in volume because they worked together. We didn't work together. We didn't get everybody together and say, we're going to go down here and buy our groceries, or we're going to buy our meats or whatever. But the Jews did that. And that's why I was so, that's how I liked Elijah Muhammad so much, because that's what he did. They had their own markets, they had their own farms and restaurants and bakeries. And I love those bakeries. And they, the mosque was right around the corner from my high school. And I would stop by there in the evening, one, because I could smell those bean pies, but I would stop by there in the evenings and, you know, listen to them. But the fact is that they had it together. But the system come along and drove a wedge. Okay, the Muslims and the Christians and the Baptists and they kept dividing us, which they're doing right now, separating us between men and the women, light and the dark. You know, the Muslim and the Christian, they're dividing us in every way they can. And we are waking up to that. We're saying, okay, enough of that. We're coming together. You're still my sister. You're still my brother. Okay? Now, let's see how we can deal with this enemy that's killing you and me. Because that's their goal.
And what do you do when people say that you're practicing racism because you just only want, you know, you're looking out for your people and no one else? Because that's what they come back at you.
I just tell them I'm looking out for my people just like you're looking out for yours, because you certainly ain't looking out for mine. Okay, now, they can't answer that. They don't have an answer for that one.
Well, we are at the mound table, and the number is 323-642 1-586, push the number 1 and join the conversation here. And let's see, we got to, you know, not just talk. We got to put some, we got to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. So let's go to 708-602.
I got 5 on it.
Hey,
everybody doing?
Great, great.
Sister Bev and Brother Ray. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Brother Eddie. Bless you, my brother.
Yes, yes, yes. Right quick, Sister Bev, I think what you were talking about was 5. I think it was called the Green Book.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, Green Book comes up to 32, family. That's a 5. That's why I got 5 on it. Anyway.
What do black book come up to?
Black book will come up to 2.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So black book together equals 20, so that's a 2. But anyway, Brother Ray, with you, since we've been talking, you've been on that for the longest. Don't buy Christmas. Don't buy Christmas. It hit me that it's not just Christmas, see, because everything is a retraining. So we got to get them started before Christmas.
Yeah, right
before
now.
Before Thanksgiving. Yeah. Before Halloween. Before the 4th of July. Before Memorial's Day. Before Easter. See, because we shouldn't be just talking about one damn holiday called Christmas. This should be all holidays, not participating in none of this garbage. See, I'm not saying, you know, not spend on Christmas is wrong. I'm saying all of this, if we participate in one iota, we wrong, family. We are wrong. When we talking about organizing ourselves, for me, it starts with the thought. We got to stop participating in the thought of celebrating garbage that they gave us that ain't got nothing to do with us, even a tradition of somebody else's. We done made our own. All of these things we celebrating has nothing to do with us. This is the main reason for me that we're in the conditions, because we have adopted all of this nonsense, all of it, family. See? So, no, I don't look at just not the holiday spending with. I'm not spending my money with none of them that does me or my people any good. That's why I retrain my brain to. I don't need to find, or we got the book, like Sister Bear saying, the green book then, and we make a black book now, or whatever book we want to make. But word of mouth, we know enough people who are already out of their kitchens in their house selling dinners or selling this if we don't want to cook ourselves. But a lot of this spending or lack of it will make us go back to what we should be doing in the first place, cooking our own darn food, growing our own darn food, talking to those who do these things that can help us start cultivating what we should. We keep talking about it, as we said, but we ain't about it. We're not walking the walk, we talking. See?
Well, see, let me respond before we go too far on there. These ideas were put together back in the 80s, really actually before then, but we kind of refined it a little bit in the 80s. And Dick Gregory and Ben Vereen and myself and a few others put this thing together that we could organize and do exactly what you're suggesting that we do. But how do you do that? So what we did, we organized some black farmers, and I would ask them to bring their wares, their produce, to Miami, bring their produce to Miami, and we'd start our corner farm markets on Saturday. So we did it on Friday and Saturday, and it was beginning to work. But then the trucks, the owners, the farmers got attacked. Their trucks got attacked on the road on the way here. So that kind of put a stop to that. We couldn't do that. So what we did was look for people in Florida who had farms and who had land, and we would grow and ship that, because you can grow food year-round, and we had to put that piece together. So we had the plans. Everything is written out, laid out. We just have not been able to get people together like the grassroots assembly is doing. We're going to get us together. We're going to do what we have to do to save ourselves. Okay? And right now, we're putting all our resources on with the other people. We're watching them bring in people from all over the world. They go in their countries, they bomb them, kill them, kill up the people, and bring what's left here. Give them our money, put them in homes, give them jobs, give them health care, and take care of them. And it's right in our face while they take our foreclosed on our houses and take our jobs, and we're still not organized to address it. When I say address it, we create our own jobs. We build our own homes. We got all these people who can do all these things and will take some money to do that. So what has happened in the past, we have been so hooked to the federal government, we want their money, the government's money. Well, they say that's our money. You have a right to have it. Yes, you do, but they ain't giving it to you. So put your own money together and demand your rights. And we can do that. That's why we hooked up with the Universal World Court. That's why we hooked up with African nations and Caribbean nations and Central American nations. These people are supporting this idea because they know these people come in their countries and with violence they come in and poison and kill, steal, and destroy. So it is a spiritual warfare. We can do these things, and we have done it. We have tried to do them, but never like this. And it's time. It's an idea whose time has come, and it's up to us to do it, nobody else. You know, and like I say, we just got to start where we are and move forward. Okay, we know what we need. We know what we have. So we're looking forward to sometime this next year, 23, calling together this meeting. My Native American brothers have a summit, and Brother Kwame can tell you about it when he comes on, can tell you about how they gather and thousands of drummers. Come, they drum on a regular basis and been doing it for years. This is nothing new to them. Well, guess what? They're joining us now because they appreciate us and we appreciate them. We understand that we both have the same problem with the same people. So it's taken some time, hundreds of years, for us to understand that and to have the courage to stand together and say enough is enough. And that's going to be, I think, going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back when we come together and stand up as a people, regardless of our color, religion. All roads lead home. You know, if you don't believe in doing unto others as you have them doing unto you, then you're in the wrong place. I have to treat you like I want you to treat me. Okay, I have to respect you like I want you to respect me. And we get that idea in our children's heads, they will understand that. And I guarantee you they're going to do a better job than we've done. I guarantee you once we teach them, but they haven't been taught. We can teach these young brothers on the street that if you're going to have a gun, this is how you use it. You don't use it to kill people. You use it to defend yourself. You don't use it to take people's stuff. You don't rob people with it. You use it to build your own communities and then defend that community. So our troops, our soldiers are being shot down and killed by each other. So we have our own soldiers. We need to stop them from killing each other and teach them. That means we need to feed them. We need to clothe them because none of these kids don't have two parents in the house, if they have one at all. So we're finding this to be true. Running our kids out in the street, homeless. So where are we? What are we doing to help them? What are we doing to reach out and teach them and create for them but send them to the enemy for him to teach them and do what he's going to do with them, whatever that is? So it's really all on us, and it's time to do this. It's time to stand up, y'all. We can't keep doing this, making music and letting them take all the money. That's what Kanye was talking about. They own and control everything. Well, what we're going to own is ours, okay? What's ours? I appreciate the brothers who are taking a stand, like Kyrie and Kanye. I just appreciate them, and there are many brothers out there like that, okay? But they're looking for somewhere to accumulate, to come together. And they're looking, they've been everywhere they could. They've been to all these organizations and individuals who are supposed to be helping them, but when they realize they really ain't, okay, and that's because we don't control it. We have to control our own.
So you're absolutely right, Eddie. That's what we've got to do, and we're going to have to do it. We can look back, but we got to keep moving forward. It's good to look back and see what happened, but we got to move forward to change the future.
Okay. Let me open up Kwame.
Hotep and better love.
Hotep
and
love.
Brother Eddie.
Greetings, sir.
Brother Ray.
Yes, sir.
You
yes,
know,
sir, my brother.
We were looking at, and I heard y'all speaking on, you were saying the Green Book and then the Black Book. But what we're looking at is that, yeah, that was for that time and for what we did and using that. We've got to create with technology, we've got to get these ones that are able to say that, okay, we got YouTube, where's MyTube at? We need a MyTube that deals with what we're wanting, what we're talking about, using the technology and the knowledge of how we once upon a time was constructing this, but how to show how to work the money situations. My granddaughter sent me a plug she did on television. She lives in Virginia Beach, and she manages about three banks that she's there in Virginia. And what she came up with was something that my mom taught her as a little girl and was saying that they had a Christmas savings fund that, you know, you start in January and you have an account, so every time you put money in that, you had $5 to go into this Christmas fund. And so she started advertising this with the banks, and the banks liked it, and now she's been put on the promotion of this. And this is where we have to go with this, mm-hmm. is that how we take, okay, we don't spend our money on these holidays, but what do we do to it with it? We invest it. We start in January. What is the end of the Kwanzaa ceremony faith? And the part of it is we take those seven principles and you apply them to every day of the year, every 7 days, every week of the year, 52 weeks. You apply those seven principles. Each day is a principle. And you begin to formulate a mindset and change, because what we have to do is we have to decolonize and reprogram. And we have to begin to program what the organizations of grassroots is going to be doing. Creating the pages and saying, okay, Georgia has these many farms and this is where they're located, and you go on my page and you look up and you see the black farmers. You have it to where you have a network in the country that you have people in D.C., in Florida, in Georgia, in Texas, in California, anywhere that we can get people on the same page and begin to give them a page on my book, on my
team. Well, let me ask you a question at this point. With your daughter or your granddaughter?
My granddaughter.
Your granddaughter. Okay.
My granddaughter is go ahead.
Why can't we get her to do the same for us, for our people, and not for the banks? We can start our own bank. Like I said earlier.
Yes, you can. We was just on Judge Joe Brown's show. You were on there. And
yes,
we were talking about the bank. You were talking about the money coming from the churches being put in their banks. And we suggested let's create our own credit unions. That credit, First National Credit Union, First Baptist Credit Union, First AME Credit Union. We
they have
to
those.
Be able to.
But they all have those. And there are church credit unions, but they follow another law, not our law. We need our own law. And
but they can be
our own
private. They can. You can have a private bank. They don't have to be.
Yeah, and they got first. They got a black bank that's around the country that they're promoting, trying to get us to come. And we're talking about, well, they ain't got that. They don't give out no interest. They don't do this. They don't. We don't want to trust our own. That's one of the problems we have. We are our own worst enemy.
Yeah, but I understand that, and I've been through that, believe me. I had Dick Gregory and Al Green here in Miami to do a concert to raise money, and Ben Vereen to raise money for, you know, for our community. But at the time, when you raised that money, you had to put it in a white bank. You had to put it in, then it was Eastern, I think, was the name of the bank. But the point was, it was not controlled by us. We did not sit on the board of directors. What I'm saying is a little something different. We open our own. We sit on that board of directors. That's our money that we're putting our own money in. And
that's
we make sure that that money gets back into the hands of the people it came from. That was not happening.
Right, but what I'm sharing, Brother Ray, we got to begin somewhere. And what we're doing is looking at, okay, oh, if they got AME Credit Union, what are the people that's on there that can show another church how to form their credit union? There was a good example. This preacher had a storefront and had all his recipients was on EBT cards. They started putting together their EBT cards and buying up bulk. And what they would do on Saturday, they would have a sale to the community for the people of the congregation to come in and buy the goods that they gotten from black farmers and different places that they got it from. And they started banking that money until they turned around and began, they took that bought the building, the store next door, and opened up a store to where on certain days they took that money and put it into that store and began to work that the community was giving jobs, number one, to the people who were working in there doing this. But they showed them how that they were able to take EBT cards, buy the food, and sell it back for the cash to help to distribute to take that money and make more money. This
well,
is
know,
what I'm saying.
Know,
we got...
Yeah, we did that. You know, that's what Yahweh Ben Yahweh did. That's how he built that move there. And it was a wonderful move. That's exactly how he did it. Okay? I'm saying, yes, we just need people who understand that kind of organization and do it now. Well, we have these other pieces are ready to go. You know, we can find these 100 truckers we had, black truckers. I know they're looking for work. Okay? We can find them, but we have to put that entity together where we have the money to pay them with our own money. Because anytime you involve the system's money and their regulation, they're going to control that. Okay?
But, Brother Eddie, one great secret that I – when we talk about money, every dollar bill and every piece of money we use got their face on it. We ain't made no different money. We just have to utilize it in a constructive way. Because it's their money. They print it. They make it. The part of it is how we use what it is that we're given.
And we have credit. We just, you know, we finding out that we got all this credit, and we finding out how to use that credit. Because it is no money. We understand that those are just promissory, you know, but the people have the credit. And you can, the credit is the money. So once we know how to cash in our credit or use our credit, I mean, we all have it. And that's what people are doing. Yeah. They're learning how to use their credit.
Okay.
Amen.
I can see that. When we overstand and we have to teach the people how to go
right.
about doing the paperwork
yes.
to get the credential. But in the meantime,
okay.
the person is what I say. Money is my own natural energy yields. You are the currency.
Yeah.
That's how they get the credit because you are the
yep.
currency.
Exactly. Exactly.
When we learn to see ourselves as being current, we how we use who we are to get what we want. That's the key.
So how do we begin to teach that children? It has to be taught at an early age, in my opinion, because it's been hard to get the adults to understand what you are saying.
And what we have to, and the thing that I see, here's the way that I see doing it. You got all of these mega churches. That, I know you got them down there in Florida. All these churches, they have Sunday service. They have Bible studies on certain days of the week. Every evening, when those kids get out of school at 3 o'clock, they either going home to an empty house until their mama get home from work, but they could go to that church and have classes and a meal or a snack there waiting for them to come in to teach them economics and how to,
yes,
how to work with money.
Yes, that's what the Jews
right,
do.
Now,
that's
suppose
what the
we
Jews
don't,
do.
We don't. Yeah, but what are we going to do? Because we've been trying to get the black church to do that.
I just gave us that. We have to find that one preacher that's willing to begin the process to begin to help. Because if not that, then some, if you got sisters, you always used to have a big mama in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
The kids would all go over after school to big mama's house until their mamas got home. Big mama sit them down at Kitchen Table University while they're doing their homework and teach them how to work with money.
Well, big mama's 35 years old now.
Well, we got great big mamas. We still around.
All right. Well, we need to start doing it, like you said, and I agree. Well, we got to start somewhere. We got to start doing it.
Each community, that's what I'm doing it. This is what I'm doing, Brother Ray. I'm giving where we can hear this, hear that. But you keep saying, when are we going to do? Just do. We got to just do it. We've been doing it in Tuskegee. We've been doing it up in Maryland. They trying to get me to come up there before New Year's to come up there and work with the recovering AA people there to develop a program and do a sweat lodge for them. They were going to drive down here and get me and drive me back to D.C., just to do that ceremony and work with them men recovering an alcoholic. It's being done.
Let me ask you this. Are you teaching others to do what you do so that you don't have to wear you out? You know, you're the teacher. We got to spread this knowledge.
That's who I'm doing. The young, that's who Dr. Mohammed has been a student while she was getting her degree. She's got her PhD now. She's opened the school up. We work from where she was and down the street from the IRS headquarters on Emerson Road there in Maryland in front of the IRS building and moved and bought 5 acres of land that we turned into a pole barn, into a school, and made the area in the back campgrounds where we could have ceremonies and do ceremonies. And we've graduated from 2015 to 2021 when the last one I just did up there.
And a lot of people want to do things, but they don't know how to start. You know, it's like if you tell them we're here at this place, this is going on, we're meeting up here and over here, then the people will come. But a lot of people don't know how to get things going.
That's why it's so important, because the people have to have a roadmap. They have to have a way to learn these things. What's getting ready to happen in this country, they're going to be looking for people like Kwame. They're going to be looking for people who know how to do these things. But we can't wait.
I got up this morning. It was 18 degrees outside. Tree that fell and knocked the power out. I ain't got no lights, no heat. I went opened up my storage, got my emergency pack out. I got a propane heater, I got a propane stove and candles, and I just set up my little thing saying, okay, I can make it with this. How many people have emergency packs? That's what we got to start learning to do.
Well, that's been going on. There's no question about that. But the problem is, and my point is, it's getting to an epidemic stage now where we got to do something quicker. We got to teach more people. We got to get to them who we can save, if we're trying to save others. Okay, if we're trying to help those who don't know, we got to get to them. We got to teach them these
things. How?
How we do that by organizing each community, each block, each one, teach one in our communities, wherever our communities are located. For example, here in Miami, in what used to be Overtown was a black community. What used to be Coconut Grove was a black community. Liberty City was a black community. Goulds, West Perrine, Richmond Heights, we can call all of them. They were black communities, but because our people did not come together and own that corner store and own anything else that came up in our territory, on our block, we lost it. Because
let me show you something, brother Ray. You know what Panama City is?
Of course.
I got a Lakota brother and his wife work at a treatment center with the sweat lodge that they're doing sweats for the people that's in that treatment center. I can go down there and go to that sweat lodge and bring people and work with them because I'm an elder with them. Can you get people to come from Florida to come up there if I come down there to bring people?
I don't know. I can tell them.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Even work with them. But what the thing is, if you can come here or send somebody here to teach them, we can get them to come. We do have tribes who are here, a couple of tribes here, but they are totally out of it. They don't know any of this. So, yes, if you can come or send someone who can give that information to the people who live here and around this Dade County area, yes, they will come. I don't believe they're going to come to Tallahassee or to where you are, but they will.
But that's what I'm saying. I know somebody right there that's doing what I'm talking about because he is a native. That's how he was raised in that, him and his wife. They're there treating Europeans, and they have to have natives there in order for them to be able to have the Wellbriety program that I work with. For them to be there and do it, they have to have natives in the treatment center. But the basis of who they're treating is Europeans.
And where is this?
In Panama City.
Oh, no, you see, Panama City is like another country as far as
they
were
concerned. They were right there in St. Augustine before they closed that one down, and then they opened up another one over here.
Okay. Well, the point is St. Augustine and Panama City are north. It's north of the state. It's the top of the state. We're at the bottom of the state. And, you know, you're right. If we can get the people who know this to teach the people who want to know. But at the same time, you got people here who are starving. You got people here who are being brutalized by a police system that is designed to keep us starving and keep us in this position. So we're trying to bring them together so they can understand and listen and hear from people like yourself who have things going that they don't know anything about. We got people in St. Pete, in Tampa. I talked to the people in Tampa tonight. They're going to call me back. Even they're on the show here. They're going to be calling back after the show tonight to see what they can do. How can they get involved in what we're trying to do? And this is what I'm saying, right there
where you at, Mac. I showed you where Mac is part of the program that I told you about, the Global Initiative Youth Initiative.
But I told you why I didn't stay there.
Yeah,
I told you that. I did not stay there because I'm not going to allow the same people that we are dealing with in Cote d'Ivoire, the French to come in there and control everything, the French who went in to control everything in Haiti, same people now are here trying to do the same thing. We have to do this for ourselves, in my opinion. You know, I respect them and all that's good, but we've got to do this for ourselves. Okay, that's not a racist statement. That's just a statement of fact, in my opinion. And I just think that when we start, we got to teach it. We taught them. How come we can't teach ourselves and teach each other? You know, so that's all I'm saying. I'm not going to go to a drum call corrected by people who conquered me. Well, we got brothers who drum, who know, and they have to teach. You know, we've got to teach them to teach again. And that's what I believe that you do, is to teach people who don't know. And that's just where I see this thing, that until we get that respect from others, they're never going to respect you when they know they can control you. They're not going to respect you when they know that you got to come to them for everything. No, thank you, but no thank you. That's my opinion. So those who feel, you know, those who feel like, hey, we can do this, let's do it. That's all of that. I mean, we've forgotten who we are. We forgot that we taught them. We forgot they came out of the cave. We forgot all these things. You know, it's time for us to get back and do these things. And there are people around who can do everything that you suggested. We got to get them together to get to begin to teach our people. We don't have a lot of time now, but this thing is coming down. These Proud Boys are here. The president lives right here in Dade County. He refused to return my call. I've called him several times. Called because I'm going to say to him that what he's talking about is the same thing we're talking about. But he's so racist, he can't see this happen to himself and his own people. Okay, so
That's the same thing Fred Hampton did there in Chicago when he went up on the north side and got those rednecks that were living up there in Evanston, got the Mexicans that were living on the south side, and came together and formulated what Jesse Jackson copied of as the Rainbow Coalition. That's where it came from. We're not reinventing the wheel.
And, I mean, that's not the question. I mean, we know that. But we got to do something.
We can't just act like
because it was done before, we can't do it. We can do these things. We can do all things. In my opinion, we can do all things. And there are many brothers. I got a brother here who can build a house by himself. And he's ready to go and build. We got people. We got contacts with those people who make these igloo houses. They can build these things. They're weatherproof. We can make those. We can get them out through all of our communities. We don't have to
When do you bring those people you know together and say we're going to have a conference and this
I just said that a little earlier. We're going to look at sometime in 2023 where we bring these people together who have this different expertise and show our people this can be done. I've done it with these people, but the people were not ready for that. Right after the hurricane of 92, I brought them together. I brought the people who do this down here, showed them the houses. We went up there and looked at the houses, walked through them, okay? But you got to understand who controls and runs our government. The people who have conquered this country run your government. They're not going to allow you to do what you need to do. But they won't allow you if you allow them not to allow you. And I'm saying no, enough is enough. We're going to do what we have to do for ourselves, okay? So, and that takes a lot of gumption, a lot of courage to do that, okay? And they will respect it when we do what we do.
I believe that people is like, you know, I can just speak for myself. It's like, okay, we got these great ideas, but tell me where to go. Tell me what's the next step. Tell me what I need to do. You know, that's what I think people is waiting for. You know, okay, well, where are
we? That's what we're doing.
We're putting it all together so that we will have a roadmap. We have the plan. We got the Black Family Plan for Survival. We just put it all together. Now we can disseminate it. But we have to do that, and we have to raise the funds to get that done. It has to go out across this country. It has to go out across this world.
And what I can share with you, Brother Ray, with the knowledge that I've gained and the experience of what I do, I go to the people because the people, I don't advertise myself. People, word of mouth, saying this brother does this because he helped us here, and you need to get him if you're getting ready to do something. There's a sister in South Carolina. I just said the sister in Maryland wanted me up there. The folks there in Mississippi is getting together with doing something for 23. And this is the thing that's happening. It's happening because you just go and do it. Don't ask anybody. Just go and do it. This is what I've been doing. This is what I found for me works.
So you're in position now to take it to the rest of the people in the country and in the world to see what you've done and do that?
No,
you're not hearing what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. You've been doing this for a long time, so you say. And what I'm saying is, okay, is it ready to go to the rest of the world? That's what we're trying to do. Get it out. You know, we're not trying to keep it all over here. We're trying to get it out so people will follow the roadmap that we put together. That people
Ray,
will begin to contact the
Brother
people
Ray,
who can.
I've learned
go
something
ahead,
in doing this. The ones that are ready, they will come. When the students are ready, the teachers appear. And this is the way I've seen it work. Yeah, we want the world to be saved, but everybody ain't ready to be saved. Some of them going to get lost. Those are casualties of what we're dealing with.
Some will, some won't. So what? Okay, those who want to know will learn, will find a way to learn. What I'm saying is I can't do it all. You can't do it all. But we can get all these things accomplished if we get everybody who's got the same idea to come together and make it work in their community. And they don't have to call you to come down here or me to go up there. They got people right there who can do this. Connect them.
But they still
connect them
need,
and support them.
But they still need some kind of, just like I have put on the air, called out, and tell people to meet us over at this church at such and such a time. And the church, they came. But they came, and they when they came there to get the information and things like that, people, it's like, okay, you want us to do this, but where we go, what we do?
Well, that's where you're supposed to have that plan. That's why I say convene the people in your community who understand what you're doing. Put the plan down. We got a roadmap for you. You can use this. Things that we've done.
You want the organizers, you want the people in each community. You got to get them together, and they got to come and meet up some kind of way. And then you tell them, I'm trying to see if this is what you're saying. You tell them what the plan is. They take that plan and they take it back to their community and then they organize it. But you got to have the leaders that's going to implement this plan in their community. They all got to meet together and know exactly what the plan is. I might think it's one thing and somebody else might have another interpretation, but the leaders got to come together to take it to their community.
And see, the other part of this...
I think that's what we said in the beginning, that each and every one of us who understand this are the leaders in our community. We pull the people together in our community because you pull the people in your neighborhood, your people together. Explain it to them. Here's what the idea is. Here's what we think we can do. Get their input to this. That's what I said, the grassroots movement. You have to hear what the people see as a problem and see what they think is a solution. Formalize that. And then begin to make it work in your community. We are all leaders.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like I said,
I'm trying to get an understanding.
So just like say I'm a community in my community. Kwame and his, Eddie is and his. Do we all meet up together with you and you lay out the plan and then we take it back to our community? That's where I'm kind of confused at.
Well, what I'm thinking is this. Once we get this side organized properly and I have the right assistance, you'll all have the plan. I could send it out right now, but I don't have the finance to do all of that. And I don't want to just do it. I can't do it out of my own. But if we organize ourselves and we understand what has to happen and we put that resource together, we can get it in everybody's hand who wants it across the world, across the nation. We can do that, but we first got to make
that
step of unifying. We could put Kwame's plan in there, what he's doing. We could put your plan in. We got accountants. We got doctors. We got a doctor, one of the best doctors on the planet. He's ready and waiting to go, but we got to get organized first. He's not going to step out there with his stuff, and we can't seem to get our heads together on what we got to do. Okay,
Well, here, and yes, the org to have a plan. But when Bell comes from Detroit and when Eddie comes from Chicago and I come from Georgia, I'm bringing what I see. The problem is my.
We lose it. We lost you.
You're breaking up.
No.
Well, that's what the idea is, to bring all of these thoughts and minds together and make a one. You know, so that we all understand that. Every nation has that. That's why the Cubans have come in and taken over so fast. They have a hierarchy. They have a rule that they work. you know, they came, they started the Cuban American Foundation. They get millions of dollars. Why? Because the Cubans put their money in it, and they control it, and they sure it's done right. That's why we had so many bombings in here, because some guys got in there, thought they were going to take it for themselves, going to do whatever they're going to do, and they got bombed out or jacked up. Okay? So that's how they did it. You know, that's how every ethnic group that has organization has done it. We don't have to kill each other to get it done, and we got to deal with you one way or the other. So that's why you have to get organized so we deal with it in a proper way so we can have a result, you know, instead of continued, you know, confrontation on what we should do. Let's get organized. Let's have us a summit.
Okay, so you're saying let's get organized, and I'm saying when, where, how.
Okay, well, if you have a suggestion on when, we thought we would be able to do it in next year, early next year, March maybe. March, April, somewhere in there, to establish the first summit where we all come together and bring our ideas, sit down at the round table and formulate an idea and vote on an idea, come up with the right solution. Okay, we can do that. And once we've done that, we have to demand that everybody who signed on this do just like we have collectively decided that we needed to do it. We have great plans. I know I got some good plans. I know it ain't the only ones. You know, I don't know nothing about a sweat lodge. I don't know what that is, but I know it's beneficial.
Okay, and so like if I'm hearing this and I'm saying okay, I'm ready, but tell me when, tell me where. That's all I need to know.
Well, Kwame and I talked about this and a couple of others. We thought about Georgia. We thought about some place that was kind of central. You know, where people could come and they wouldn't have to come so far. Ain't no way they're going to come to Miami. That's too far from the people in New York and Detroit and other parts of the country. So we find a central place where we can gather, sit down together, and put our ideas together with the proper organization, with the proper security so that we don't get attacked, you know what I'm saying? And we can do this thing. But some, you know, the people who hear this, we'll have better ideas, and we'll have ideas. We want to hear all those ideas so that when we do put it together, we can be assured that we're going to complete the process. You know, and it's not about my ideas better than yours or I can do more than you. We ain't talking like that. We're talking about what can we do together to make it better for all of us. What can we stop these killings and among our people? How can we stop the electric company from electrocuting us with these damn microwaves? How can we do that? Okay, we got ideas on how to do that. How can we stop them from poisoning our water? We can do that, but there's got to be an organized effort to address it. Okay, ain't nobody talking about the water. We talk about it, but we don't do anything. You know, we tried it here. We went down and this ain't funny, but we went to the county commission, the Dade County Commission, to complain about the fluoride in the water, and nobody showed up. Me, my son, and another guy, and then when they started talking about the dentist, he got up and ran. I mean, he ran out the meeting. So, you know, it takes time to get people to understand. It's nothing to fear but fear itself, you know, and we just got to do what we have to do. We know this is killing us. We don't keep pussyfooting with them and act like it's okay and we got to go to you for something. No, we're going to stop this crap, and we're going to have different people who understand that. Everybody doesn't know that the fluoride's in the water and what it does. Okay, everybody doesn't know that we have black farmers who can grow food. They don't know we got 100 black truckers who are ready to go. Okay, so there's a lot of things that we have to put in the mix here to get it moving. And we don't have a lot of time. I'd like to see it up and rolling June, July next year rolling. But we got to have some kind of consensus.
Let me ask this, because Dev does this.
Hello?
He broke off.
Yeah, he's
well, Ben, let me ask you this. What are your suggestions? Do you have a place that we might set a meeting? Like I said, I thought Georgia might be it. Atlanta might be it. I got people up there with land. We can meet on that land. We put our own tents up and meet. We don't have to go to no hotels. I don't like spending my money in their hotels. We can pitch a tent on this stuff, and we can work these things out. Kwame knows that. And there are other brothers up there in Georgia, in Atlanta, who know about these things. I just haven't asked them on these meetings, you know, yet, but I will, because that's how we get it done, you know, and we begin to reach out and help ourselves. We know what we have to deal with. We know that the others who have done this and have tried this and been attacked, we know that. But now we have international support. We got the Universal World Court behind us, 198 countries who said enough is enough. But most people don't know about them. I'm an elder on that court. Okay, so I know, and I know that I can get them to come. But we got to just come to a talk show on the radio. We can't do that. We got to organize this thing, put it together ourselves, finance it ourselves. That means everybody got to put up something. If everybody gave a little, we have a lot. So who do you give it to? That's what we're organizing. You know, whoever it goes to is going to be a person that's honorable and that we can trust and depend on and that we can hold accountable, General.
So the first step is getting the people together to meet in one place.
Or at least put their ideas together.
Put
their ideas together. We know who can do what. I know I can't do no sweat lodge. I don't even know what that is. But I know that Kwame can. Okay? So we know people. I know that I can't put a lab together to help our health. I can't do that. But I know the guys who can. I know them. And they're willing to do it. But they ain't coming out there on a humbug. You know what I'm saying? You know? So we know people who can do things.
So you need to get those people together. Is that the, I'm trying to find first step. So the
first step is what we're doing. We're trying to get a consensus on what we have to do. And if we can get a consensus on the fact that we have to get organized, okay, how do you organize? Who does what? Okay, so far I know full well who does what that I can see. Now, you may have other ideas for who you can see, but all that comes together, we'll have a total package. Okay? We got everything we need, y'all. Everything. Now, Kwame just told us about his granddaughter. She can do the finance. That priest, we got others who can do the same thing. They need to put their heads together. I don't know what to do with money. I ain't going to steal nothing from nobody. Never have, never will. But we got a lot of folk who will and do. Okay? So, you know, we got to put all these things in the hopper. When we come out, we'll have a fine-tuned machine that's going to change our lives, all of us, not just mine and not yours, but all of us, at least of these, my brother, will benefit from what we do. And I'm not, you know, I'm certainly not taking credit for all of this, doing this, I did this, I did that. I ain't saying that. What I'm saying is we have examples of what we need to do that have been done. Some of us know some of these examples. We know people who've done it. You know, and we know that they will support it if it's organized properly. How do you bring Al Green and Dick Gregory and Ben Vereen together in a city and it don't fly? It didn't fly because the city wasn't ready for it. There was no organization. One group could outshine the other group. They're going to try to take it over. It wasn't their idea, but they're going to take it over. And the whole thing blows up. You know, and I guarantee you I can call Al Green right now and say, we're going to do something in Memphis next year, this time, and he'll come. I know that, okay? And others, you know, who've been influenced by him will do the same. We don't know who they are, who all of them are. There are plenty of brothers and sisters out there who want to do something, but they don't know what to do.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why we got to put this together in such a fashion that they will be able to depend and trust on what we're doing. That's what unification, that's what unity does. How come everybody else got this but us? Everybody, even these Mexicans coming, they buying up communities left and right, everywhere, because they organized. We not. We wonder about who's going to get the money, who's going to run with it, who's going to take it, who's going to steal it, you know. The mafia tried,
and I'm not
they
even concerned. I believe that the money will come when it's needed. My thing is, what are we doing? Where are we doing? Why are we doing? I mean, and getting the people together. I mean, it's like, okay, I'm ready again. Well,
okay, let me
start?
Ask you this. I'm gonna ask you this. What can you do to help us get organized at this point?
I've feel like that I'm already contributing. I can do more, but I got the airwaves here. And so it's like, okay, what's
there
the next
go.
Step
you
that I do?
You don't have to go no further. That's exactly why I call you. That's exactly why when I heard you say, okay, she can do this. Now we got brothers. We got Antoinette. She can do this.
Right.
We got Gabon.
We got a network.
We got newspapers out in L.A. We got people all over the country. We got Sacramento.
Right.
We got people all over the country who will do it once it's organized and
can I be
so that people can.
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'm listening, Stan, y'all, and I'm hearing exactly what Sister Bev is saying. I'm hearing what you're saying, Ray, and I think the basic thing she's saying is you're making a call for getting the organization started. So we need, like, the bullet points, step one, step two, step three. Step one, you know, who's doing what? You know, we don't have that. We don't even have a consensus on, well, who's got this? Okay, Brother Harris, you're going to be dealing with the numbers and teaching language with numbers. So the gematria is there. Brother Kwame, you historian there. Sister Bev, you're part of our communication line dealing with what we're getting. We don't have that yet. We're still formulating, and I think Sister Bev is trying to get that feel, okay, we got this point. Okay, we got the people. Now, step two, where are we going to meet? Or first, everybody that's involved, let's hear your point. How? What's your bullet points to what you're going to teach, what you're going to give, what you're going to bring? Once we get that together, okay, now, where are we going to decide to meet? When are we going to decide to meet there? You know, start getting it into it, because the more I'm hearing, I'm not hearing being detailed, and that's the key behind any organization.
Give me the
detail, but you won't get detail. You won't get detail until you're organized, so that we know who's doing what, and that we have established ourselves at a point of unity, for lack of a better word, right now. But until we establish our headquarters, if you will, so the people can identify with what we're doing, call this one, here's the secretary, here's the treasurer, here's, you know, call these people for your information. Let's get this information out. Who's going to handle the publicity of the organization? Those are the things we're trying to put together as we speak, okay? I've made calls, and I've had people who promised to put up websites and stuff like that, and they haven't come through yet. And, I mean, we get it all the time, and I've been getting this forever. God promised to put up a website, and we'd have it by last Friday. We ain't had it yet. I ain't even got a call back. So that's the kind of thing that we go through to get the pains that you go through to organize. Then you got people who will come in and say they'll do something, and next thing you know, they got it gone with it somewhere else, okay? So the whole idea is shot down for lack of commitment and unity with you know, on purpose. So, the enemy infiltrates us and takes our ideas, destroys them, and then you say, look, they can't do nothing together. They can't work together. We can work together. We will work together.
Okay, so I see now where you – so you looking for the key people to put the organization together. Is that what you're doing?
You can say that, to put their part. Okay. I mean, it's just like we've been saying all along. We need – people on different points. We know, like, and I keep going back to this over and over again, the only thing we have not been able to do at this point is establish the base. All the ideas are coming out, and I guarantee you somebody's going to be running down the road, oh, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. Come on, man, we got to get the idea together to build a unified effort. And we pointed it out, the others have done this. The others have done it. I guarantee you ain't going to go over there and mess with them Jews and not hear from the Jewish Defense League. You ain't going to get away with it. Okay? You're going to have to answer for whatever you do during that. So that's the kind of thing that I'm looking for, is how we put this together so that whoever comes in and tries to derail what we're trying to do, no matter what the intention is, you have to deal with it. It has to be dealt with. Until we do that, it's going to continue to happen. Otherwise, you're going to wind up in a war with people that you cannot defeat, because they got everything they need to wipe your butt out, because you're not ready for them. You know, all I'm saying is we got it. Let's put it together and prepare to do it. Everybody does have a area where they are experts in. No one of us are experts in all these areas. But we got people who are experts in these areas. We got martial artists who can train and teach young people. Okay? We got nutritionists who could train and teach young people food. Okay? We got doctors. We got all these things that we need. We just got to put this thing together so that everybody's ready to move. And when we do have that gathering, we'll know who is who, what is what, and we can go from there. And I guarantee you, once that's done, the respect level we are looking for from around the world will come to us because they look to black people in America to help them to get out of this mess. And we ain't organized, so they can't depend on us until we do get organized.
Okay, Brother so Ray, let me ask you one quick question I'm coming to that I keep hearing. On that organization tip that you keep saying, do you have a mission statement dealing with the premise and the base or of the grassroots organization or assembly that you're talking about? Do you have black and white?
Yes, we do. We have it.
So of what's going to be established that everybody's going to get into, so everybody's knowing right away, okay, this is what I'm talking about. I want to hear about an organization getting it together. What's your mission statement, my brother? What are we really shooting for? What's that mark we aiming for that I can get behind? So do you have a mission statement?
Yes, we do. You would have it in your hands if the people who were supposed to put it in writing and put it up. The problem, I can't do it. I don't know how to do that part. I've written it out. I have it. I can read it. I can read it, but I want it in writing, and I want us to agree, and I want everybody to sign on it so that we'll know that it ain't going
to be. To me, then, if you got people that should have did that, because that's one of the first things I would have been done. I'm a writer. So if you ain't got nobody else to do it, I will commit to you send it to me. I put it black and white, send it back to you so you got it, a copy. You got copies so you can see.
Just
beating their butt like the guy that ain't get back with you for the website, I'm on the radio telling you, send it to me, bro. Let me go ahead and type this out, you know, so we can get it started, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. You can
got
put
people that ain't doing what they should do. You know, hey, I contribute. That's one thing I definitely do.
Okay, so you can put the website up if we get the information to you?
No, I didn't say the website. I said I would write it down. I said send me the mission statement if ain't nobody put it together in black and white. You know, I'm like you. I'm not a computer savvy at all. As long as I ain't got to mess with them, I don't. When I got to, I do. But other than that, no. I'm pencil. That's why I tell people, get your pencil and pen. I'm still old school, but I can use a typewriter.
And that's exactly what we're going to, or hopefully to do, that everybody who takes a position or takes an area would do just that. Write down what it is they're going to do and how we can incorporate all of this. Okay? Yes, the mission statement is very important. And yes, I have written it. I do have it in handwriting, but I don't have it prepared to go up so that everybody can see it. Okay? So those things, you know, it just takes time to do these things. And I hate to put it that way, but some people have just not done, followed through with what they said they were going to do. So we've got to just keep it going until we find out who's going to do the right thing and do it and move on it. There's nothing wrong with anything that I've heard tonight. Nothing. It's all beautiful.
Okay. So what you're doing now is, like I say, you're putting the committee together. So you need people to do certain things because it's not at the point now where you can just tell the listeners, okay, call this number and you can join or join this website. You really putting the foundation. You getting everybody together. Like you say, you need someone to do the website. Okay, I might know someone. I don't know for sure if he'll do it or not, but I can reach out to him and ask him. And you want, you know, and whatever else that you need. So you putting that part out. You laying down the foundation now, correct?
That's right. And then when we all get together, we'll put everybody involved. We'll put their thing down, what we're going to do, then we'll put the whole package together. When you see this plan that we already have, it's in writing, when you see that, this is what we need to do. This is what's going to make it work. They tried it before. It didn't work. It didn't work because people didn't do what they said they were going to do. Okay? It didn't work because they were infiltrated by others who came in with the idea to take it back to the people who are going to stop us from doing it. Okay, so that's what we're trying to avoid this time, even simply because we've been through this before. We've had jokers to come in, smile on your face, and they're going to do this, they're going to do that. And they take the idea, run on down the road, try to start something else, and the whole thing falls through. So, yeah, that's how we get this thing done. Now, what I'm hoping is that we can get all of those people who do what you do, Bev, together so that when this word goes out, that Bev's show and other shows all over this country, all over this world. As a matter of fact, we got people in London right now listening, and they do their own shows. And they
have people in Africa. Yeah, I know somebody in Africa.
Yeah, we got them all over. And they're waiting for African Americans. Trust me, y'all. They're waiting for us, and they're looking at us. So let's put this thing together, and they're here, and they'll come. Okay? And we got some very qualified and bona fide people, but they're scared to make a move. If it's shaky, if it's on shaky ground. But that's what we're trying to do, solidify this, so when it does go forward, they'll come on out, and this thing will be on the road. We got, you know, like I said, we're going to, Kwame needs to have his granddaughter to talk to us and see what, if she can or will. You know, she'll be jeopardizing her job if these people that she works for does not want her to do that. You know, so we need to understand that.
I mean, what do her people where she work at has to do with what she do in her private life?
They have a lot to do with, baby, believe me. They monitoring, they're on this phone right now, as a matter of fact, listen to everything we're saying. And I know that. You do too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It doesn't matter what they say or think. We're going to do what we have to do. That's my attitude. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm going to do what I have to do. Because I ain't working for them. I'm working for the creator of this universe, the giver and sustainer of all life.
So I'm getting a clearer picture here of what you asking, because at first it sounded like you was just asking people to come and just join the assembly. But now I'm seeing here you want the people that's going to help you put the assembly together to get the message out.
To help us put the assembly together. I'm just bringing the idea to the people. Here's what I think. If we like the idea, let's make it work. Let's organize it.
Okay, so what people are you looking for? I mean, okay, just like Eddie say, here, right, I said that I might can get somebody to do the website, and I got the communication. What else are you looking for?
Well, we're going to get started with the website, and then people bring their ideas and bring their expertise. You know, we need bankers, people, you know, that we know we need all of the economic engines that we must have. We need people who have expertise. We can't just talk about this. We need people who have expertise in these areas, okay? We need accountants who know how to do these things. We need lawyers who know how to do these and who are not tied to a system. Most of them are tied to the system. You got a lot of lawyers.
Yeah, all attorneys are tied. They're under the bar.
People who know the law, not all of them are under the bar. Not all of them. You know, there's some of those who've been through, they know the law, but they ain't going to say nothing. But they will say something when it comes to something like this, because they'll know that what we can do on the other side, not on what they have told us and presented to us. A lot of people don't know that the bar is the British Accreditation Register. That registered Britain to the Queen. They don't know that. They think the attorney is everything, and they're selling us out every 5 seconds. So they don't know that. So we think we got an attorney, or we got somebody. You got somebody, all right. You know, so there's a lot of things that go into this that we have to be very careful of. You know, I've got a granddaughter who's a lawyer. Would you think I would bring her into this? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So we just have to understand what this is and where we're going with it. Now, if they're willing to stand back in the shadow somewhere and say, hey, do this or do that, and, you know, come on, you know. Because we know
we have people, I know people that know the law better than attorneys do, but they not attorneys.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Yeah, I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, I just need your knowledge. We need your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get through this? How do we deal with that? Right now I'm trying to deal with this condominium laws and lies that are going on here. People are losing their condominiums to these people. No, we need people to deal with the insurance agencies. Insurance is just robbing us left and right. We need that. We just got to find people who have expertise and are not afraid, and that we got to stand behind them. So how are we going to stand behind them? We won't put up 10 cents. Come on, we got to wake up. We can't do it. We can't do it without that, without our own support. We talk about what somebody won't do. What are we going to do?
The call-in number is 323-642-1586. Push number 1 and join the mound table if you have any suggestions or opinions. And this is what we're trying to do here, get some kind of opinion, seeing what direction we're going into. Okay, and Ray, do you have like a contact number that people can call you personally, or so how they can reach you, or email that, you know, they might can tell you what they can service they can offer, or what they would be interested in participating in this?
Absolutely, I always give it. My telephone number is 786-389-393274. My email is edenvillage39@gmail.com.
Okay.
Eden so, Village, like the Garden of Eden.
E-D-E-N.
Victor, I-L-L-A-G-E, 39.
Brother Ray.
Yes.
Okay, I got my granddaughter on. Her name is Jasmine. For Jasmine, this is Ray, and then there's Sister Bev, who has
Greetings.
The Blog Talk Show, and Brother Eddie in Chicago.
Greetings.
Hello,
they wanted a question.
Greetings.
They wanted to know the question about banking and starting a bank, and how all of this would be done if we were looking at financing the organization we're talking about organizing.
Well, let me.
Ray, she's on the phone.
Yeah, Jasmine, how are you? This is Elder Ray. This is Elder Ray Fauntroy. Listen,
I'm good. How are you?
I'm alive and well. I thank God for that. We are putting together an organization that is designed to address the needs of our people, of black people in America and around the world, who have a need for organization and results. One of the things that we want to get organized is finance, banking. And I understand that you have expertise in banking. What we are trying to do is to organize our own banks independent of the system controls our banks. I don't know if that can be done or not. You will probably know if we can, how we can. But that we will be in control and not be controlled by an outside entity. For an example, the Internal Revenue controls our money, and the Federal Reserve, who controls our money, are private corporations. They're not agents or agencies of the United States government or the people of the United States, which I always thought, you know, they were part of our government, but they're not. Is there a way to do that and not be under the arm or the thumb of those entities?
That I cannot answer, honestly, but I can do my research to get that answer. The bank that I currently work for, and I've been there for about almost 4 years, is a mutual bank. So we're not ran by, like, shareholders and, I mean, stockholders and stuff like that. We're ran off of our depositors. So the more deposit growth that we have, the more opportunities that the bank has. and it's like the step right underneath like a credit union kind of when it comes to like mutual banks.
Now, don't they have private banks, personal bankers, private bankers? There's different categories of banks.
Those titles just depends on your deposit growth as a retail customer. So every bank, whether it's like a BOA or Wells Fargo or Navy Fed or Chase Bank or Fulton, depending on the customer and their financial needs, if they have a large deposit growth, then they will be housed, like they'll be categorized under private banking because you have a lot of money. So they will tend to you in a different manner than they would someone who's just coming to open up the regular checking account or something like that. But every institution has private banking and personal bankers. It just depends on, again, like what your deposit growth is.
And can't you have accounts or a bank that could have non-interest bearing?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's not for profit?
That I can't answer. I don't know if it's for non-profit.
Okay.
Well, you know, these are the kinds of things that we would like to have some workshops on so that we could get a clear understanding of how we do this. And stay in control of our own money and put it where we want, because we know we've got to sit on those boards of directors so that we will decide who gets our money.
Right.
A lot of these banks refuse to lend money to black businessmen, okay? And we have farmers. We have plenty businesses that need help, and most of them are saying they can't get money from this system, okay? And we know that racism plays a big part in that. So I was looking forward to getting your input. We're in the process of organizing it now so that we can get collective people from around the country who can listen to what you got to say and come up with how we do this. Because we got a lot of money. Got a lot of money out there and somebody else is controlling it. And we're putting it in their institution.
Exactly.
Why can't we put it in our own institution? Okay.
Exactly.
You know, why can't we hire our own Jasmine, put her in charge? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what the thought is. And we just need to have the expertise, the guidance, if we will, to put this kind of move together.
Okay. If you all can get with my grandfather about, like, some questions and – or if you all can either, like, put it in, like, a Word document or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way I can respond, like, to it via email or the next time you all have a meeting. Then I can get back on with those answers. I can do my research with those.
Okay. I would like to know what's the difference between private bank, regular bank, a private banker, or a regular banker, and I know the public bank is under the FDIC, that's their insurance. But I would like to know the difference between those kind of banks. And I understand that, you know, we personally, we are bankers. That's a different matter.
Well, I would suggest that Kwame, head that effort and get that information, we'll put what we can to you so you can get it to her to get it back to us.
So if you write it out and get it to me, and then I can relay it to her, and then she can research and find out the answers to your questions, like Bev just gave it the two questions in the different banking systems.
Right.
So she can go and research that and then come back and say, you know, after the holidays and next time we have a round table discussion, can say, here, this is the answer to what Bev was asking. These are the things and how you define these each one of these parts of banking.
Right.
All right, Beth.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Thanks, Jazzy Jazz.
All right. No problem.
Love
us.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Love you,
you too.
Too.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, Beth.
So, yes.
So you got her questions in writing.
Yes,
so
I will. I'll
Jasmine.
Send them to Kwame. Yeah.
Send them to Kwame so we can get them to her so that she can give us a solution, and then we think about it and talk about it and then move from that point.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we're talking about. How do you do this? How did this come about? And it's coming slowly, but it's coming. So now we move to the next point. So we'll get this pieces, these pieces together, because at some point when we decide where we're going to go to bring others together face-to-face, that's a whole other thing. You know,
so basically, people need to contact you to communicate with you what they want, because, I mean, you don't want to put this together over the airways here, because everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's exactly what I've been saying, but you're right. We want to do it this way, and I give them my address, my telephone number, my email address, and my telephone number. And as soon as we establish it, you'll have other addresses and other telephone numbers to work with, because I can't handle all this stuff myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is not the only show that I go on. I do a lot of shows.
Right.
And most
so
of the people that
a,
I'm talking
a,
to.
You have a communication network already.
Yes, and they're interested in doing this, and they want the same thing you're talking about. They
right.
know. And I don't blame them, you know, because I want to know. You know, and like I said before, we've done all these things, but ain't nothing materialized because it was sabotaged from inside. It wasn't the
okay.
other guy that came and did it to us. It came from the inside.
But that's what I was saying, that is so important, what you bring to the table, because you've seen how it was infiltrated and sabotaged before. So it's like we don't have to reinvent the wheel. But it's like we know what to do and what not to do and how to do things a little different from what happened in the past.
Well, we got started, and I'd like to see Eddie do his thing, write it up, and put that down, and what he does, and Kwame do his thing, what he does, aside from the banking piece. And, you know, we got others who are going to come in. We got accounting. I want him to put the economic base together, how we do that, how do we establish the economic base. And what do we do? We've got entrepreneurs, people who have businesses. They need to have input, you know, and then we need to establish how we finance all of this stuff, because it needs to be financed. We need a headquarters. We need to hire people to do certain things. That's one of the problems we've had all along. Ain't no money to pay these people to say they're going to do this. So you didn't put no money up, forget it. It ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not volunteering. Like some of us are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're committing ourselves to justice and to freedom and all those things, but we ain't willing to go in our own pockets, you know. And that's what it's going to take. If we're going to make these things a reality, it's going to be on us to get it done. Talk about this white man and these Cubans and everybody else, but if we ain't doing what we're supposed to be doing, they're going to rule.
But you have to get to the first base. Which is, you know, you're setting things up now. You know, they can't even send money nowhere if they wanted to send money, because there's nothing set up.
Until it's set up, I wouldn't ask them. I haven't asked them anyway either. Now, what I will do is there's certain things, for example, if the person who's going to put up the website says it's going to cost such and such, I will ask this committee to put up some money to help. I've been paying for this stuff myself all along. So many organizations out there that I paid for myself, and don't nobody follow through or assist. They had to follow through because I couldn't handle them by myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like I said, it's about us. It ain't about me. You know, I just give what God gives me. Okay, He gave me this drum call. He gave me this people's grassroots assembly. So that's why I did it. That's why I put it out to the people. You know, so that's where we are. For those who understand that. You know, you got to trust somebody. And if you don't trust me, fine, no problem. But we're putting it together so that whoever's in the driver's seat is going to be held accountable by the people. That's the bottom line. They're going to have to be accountable.
Sister Bear, Kwame said pull him back in.
Oh, okay. All right. Kwame?
All right. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was her, and I asked her to see if she can help me with this, you know.
Okay. So we got an understanding of what Elder Ray is looking for now.
Right.
At least I do.
Yeah. Well, we all should be looking for security and accountability. That's what makes it work. It's got to be accountability. And I mean accountability. And I've watched others do it. Sit down and watch these Cubans come and take, even the Haitians. They organize very well here in Miami. Okay? Matter of fact, they're so well organized, I live in the city that they control, North Miami, yep. Florida.
Well, here in Michigan, the Arabs came in, and the banks wouldn't loan them any money. And so they had it was like two or three guys that had money, and they became their banks. And so they went to their guys, and their guys funded them. And then that's how they were able. They got one grocery store, and then they got another one and another one. But they did their own financing. And then they also went for the grants and things that were set up for minority people that Dr. King and others put in place. And, you know, they stepped in and got those grants, and the people, they didn't have to go to their banks. They had their own people fund their own banks.
That's right. That's
and
right.
That's what I meant, personal. You know, it ain't, yeah. These guys wasn't banks. They just had money, but they had the system set up like the banks do. And
well,
I remember talking when I was in real estate. I remember talking to, when I was selling those stores and things, and the guy was saying, you know, they had to work so many years into the stores, and then they can get their own store, you know. So they had their own system set up.
Well, let me add this to this to show you how serious this is. We've got countries, we've got nations that will put their money with whatever we put together. I ain't going to put my name out on that if it ain't organized properly.
Yeah.
I ain't going to do it. Okay. So whoever we select to be the person that puts this together, you know, has to be credible, you know, and has to be, what do you call it when they hire you in the government? What do they call it when they do this? Y'all forgive me. Y'all
that's
forgive
all
me.
Right.
29. When you get to 29, you'd be.
We 30.
Oh boy, but we're on the way, and I like this gathering tonight. It was very good because I think we got a little more understanding of where it's going. And
yeah.
Brother, when it gets up and going, I'm telling you, this thing is going to be what the world is looking for.
Okay.
They're looking for us. They've been looking for us. But they've
well,
been
we
shown
here.
The buffoons. They've been shown the buffoons of the world, the people that they know have backstabbed them. They sent them over to their countries
mm-hmm.
and to make sure they this and they that, and they backstab them. You know, South Africa is a clear example of that, what they did to Mandela and all of those things. And we have people who were there.
Well,
you know,
what was that about when all them Africans came over here last week and was meeting with Biden?
Another Biden trick. It's nothing but another trick of this white man. They're full of it.
Okay.
But that's what the brothers call me. I got to talk with them tomorrow about that. They call me today.
Okay.
They want to. I told them I had this tonight. Tomorrow I'll talk with them. But we know
all
what
right.
it is. We know these people
mm-hmm.
better than anybody in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We know them. Okay. But they can't stop this.
Yeah, but Dr. Clark said that we here, the Africans in America, are the key to freeing Africa because we know them better than anyone because we have been under their control, and then we've been freed and we've been living with them in this country for the time of their making of this country. So who would better know them than we, the indigenous people of this land?
Well, that's true. That's true. Here we are. And that's what I love about my Native American brothers and sisters, particularly these ones I'm working with up there in Virginia, Kwame. I want to introduce you to them and to Night Wolf. They've been on Night Wolf's program. And
yeah, I've met them.
Yeah. So, you know, they're serious about this thing, man. They're very serious about it. So as soon as we can get our piece together, we're going to go sit with them up there in Virginia. That might be where we can do it, up there in Virginia.
Oh, they're in Maryland.
No, not the ones I'm talking about. They're in Richmond, Virginia, and they are, their family is from Loudoun County, Virginia, which is where my grandmother is from, Loudoun County.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure that she is a part of this tribe, but I have no proof at this point. But Night Moves
right.
for them, and particularly Dr. Gaynor, they're all up in the area where there are a lot of tribes up in there, but they're quiet. You don't know they're there. Okay?
Yeah, cause.
Yeah, but once they hear this, they're coming together. They're going to come. There's so much wealth and so much knowledge and so much courage among these people. We got them in Delaware. I got a tribe up in there. She said they have 10,000 people when they start drumming on certain occasions. You know, so there are plenty all over the country. They've just been silent and because of what they've been through. Okay, and
right.
that's what I love about them. They have not given up, and they've not turned away from us. You know, that's the thing that I like about them. They understand.
Right.
They understand that we haven't understood, so they have not turned away from us. You know, so
and that,
we just laugh.
And that's where she's at. She's in, what is it, Virginia Beach. And
yeah.
in that region, there's 15 banks, and she's branch manager for 3 of them. In
Amen.
That region.
Amen. That's the kind of knowledge we need to do what we have to do.
Right.
And she has to be an example for these other young girls and young guys who want to do that but don't know, have a way. They have to see her in operation when you can introduce this and talk to them.
Yeah.
That's how we develop this thing. So down in the future, we'll have our own people doing this.
Yeah,
so we need to keep these kind of...
Yeah, she's finished. She's working on her doctorate, and she has a master's, and she's working towards her doctorate in finance, and so that's what she's doing up there. While she's working, she's also working on her doctorate, and my niece is helping her to get her doctorate because she got hers, and she was 29, and Jasmine is only 26.
Wow, okay. Young genius.
That's a blessing. That's
yes,
a blessing.
It is.
That's a blessing.
And that's what we need.
That's a blessing.
Well, I think
yeah.
we got some kind of accomplishment. I think we're starting to move off of first base here, so we can see some movement going on. And your number
well,
again, Ray, is 786-389-3274. If someone want to call and communicate with you. And what is your email again?
It's edenvillage39@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get this going here. And Kwame, I'll be texting you some information to ask your granddaughter.
All right.
We'll get it going here. And thank everyone at the mound table. Thank the listeners for listening. And thank you, Elder Ray Fontroy, for your time and your effort. And we're going to get back with this again. And thank everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy holiday, Honda, everything that's going on at this time now. Better love.
Better
love. Better
love,
my sister.
Better love.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.